Hello and welcome to another episode of Forkful of Noodles. I'm Krish Mohan. Have you ever walked into a dive bar and had everyone in there just stare at you? A real scratch the jukebox moment. The regulars in that bar have never seen the likes of you with your designer jeans and your band t-shirt and your slick back hair and your watch without any hands. You are invading their space. Your very presence just burst the bubble of their smoky dive bar with their $2 beer and shot special. Bubble culture is everywhere. The conservatives in the rural communities were in their bubbles worrying about their farms and factory jobs they were told that they needed. And eventually there's that kid that breaks out and goes into the big city and comes back and tries to invade their thoughts with new ideas like gay rights, immigration reform, universal oneness, and David Bowie. And these guys resist it because it's new and foreign and they've never experienced anything like that before. And when that happened, instead of these open-minded liberals saying, "Hey, let me show you how cool this new thing is," they got mad about the resistance and then they went off and stuck with their own people that like Bowie and these new ideas, forming their own bubbles. And now they don't want any other ideas coming into their bubbles. And now nobody's allowed to cross-contaminate any of these bubbles. And that is how we get ideological eugenics. This bubble mentality is rooted in us since the time we were kids. We were told a lot of mixed messages. In kindergarten, we are told to share because we care and to play nice with others. And then we go on to gym class and we have to pick a team, Becky or Jenny's. And we're definitely going to play kickball even though most of us just want to walk a track. So we never really got to learn and practice sharing and playing well with others. We were only told to make allegiances, and since we never got to graduate from kindergarten thoughts, it's no wonder that we can't see the nuance of a belief system. But this thought of allegiances has carried through the rest of our lives. People with tattoos stick with other people with tattoos and say, "Like your ink, don't care what it represents." And people without tattoos just wish that they were cool enough to have tattoos. At coffee shops, smokers have their own spots, and the non-smokers silently judge them with their heads buried in their laptops, even though they're drinking the same drug. And even when it comes to music, we stick to our teams, right? Even though we've proven time and time again that when you mix and match, you make hits, and eventually you reach Rick Rubin status, beard and all. This notion of homophily can be caused by public policy, as in the case of the housing crisis. And according to The Atlantic, for decades, the U.S. housing policy has subsidized large suburban homes but restricted housing construction in rich neighborhoods and deprived minorities of mortgage support. So poverty concentrates in one area and the rich cluster in another. And that's just how it is. You know, the rich don't understand the struggles of the poor, and the poor don't get why the rich won't help them out. And these opposing groups stick to their own and don't go out and ask why because of the fear of anger and hate thrown at them. And it's the same with conservatives and liberals, rural and city dwellers, minorities and majorities, alto and tenors. We just assume the other side isn't going to get it, so we don't try to talk to each other. This push for ideological eugenics leads to complacency and blindly following a thought or belief system without understanding why you believe what you believe. You were just told that this is the right thing and this is the wrong thing, and that's that. But how are you supposed to learn about the world if you don't explore the ideas of both sides of the fence? Without discovery, there is no progress or understanding. So if you're a liberal that hates a conservative for being socially backwards, let's try to understand what some of their fears are. According to Kathy Kramer, these guys don't like immigration because they feel like immigrants cut in the line of the American dreams. But unfortunately, dreams don't have lines. Walmart does, but that's not a line that anybody wants to be a part of because that's the line for the American nightmare. But maybe we can quell their fears by letting them know that immigrants work just as hard as anyone else to get their opportunities, just like these conservatives did. They also fear what their place in a world of the gender spectrum and gay rights will be. And you can let them know that their marriage and what they hold sacred doesn't go away because two men want to get married. They won't be forced to have sex with them or like the same kind of music or wear assless chaps every day. And listen, nothing against y'all, but I hardly doubt that you guys are their type. Okay? Maybe just introducing them to a gay person will decrease a lot of these misunderstandings. And that's half the battle, just introducing these new ideas to each other. Most of rural America hasn't seen an immigrant or a gay person. I mean, all they've had is they've heard about them on the TV or the radio, but when they meet one in person, they might find out that it's not all that bad. It's kind of like riding a roller coaster, right? From afar, the drops and loops seem terrifying, but then when you get up close and experience it, it is awesome. And now we want to get on all the roller coasters. Yeah, we find out that a few of them suck, but a high percentage of them are pretty damn cool. They are pretty cool. And to live in a bubble would just be boring. No one challenges your thoughts or brings up new perspective. Everyone just pats each other on the back and gives each other thumbs up. Floating along, ignorant to the idea that we can embrace our differences. Human beings are dramatic creatures. That's why we're drenched in fame culture and gossip on a daily basis. And it's also why we are obsessed with politicizing social issues. We put too much importance on labels, and because of that, we are divided to this extreme level. The labels make it hard to see and understand the complexities of these ideologies. It becomes black or white, and that is intolerant to rainbows. And more importantly, the value we put on these labels corrupts our trust. Trusting only those that label themselves the same as you contributes to excluding those that don't represent the same colors as you. And when the colors get singled out, that's also intolerant to rainbows. It doesn't make any sense since the color they represent is part of the whole rainbow. And ideological eugenics and bubble culture is anti-rainbow. And what did rainbows ever do to anyone? Nothing. They just made a gloomy, gray, storm-cluttered sky look beautiful. They added whimsy to a soggy, wet, dull day. And if you want to live in a bubble, you're going to miss out on a whole bunch of rainbows. Because something is labeled a liberal journal or a conservative one, people decide to discredit that point of view when they should consider it as one point in the search for truth. According to journal's Tom Ricks, increasingly Americans seem to believe that you can have your own facts, ignore the evidence, and this is not just a hit on the right. It's a hit on the left as well. And related to that, I see less support for the fundamental view of free speech as a key to our society. But when I see people on this left saying it's okay to punch Nazis on the streets, I disagree with that. It worries me. Free speech for the marginalized, the abused, and even for the repugnant is essential. But bubble culture hides the truth and censors history and curiosity. To continue to commit ideological eugenics by believing one side is correct, and because of that, its actions are excused, that's the true-false equivalency in our society. It allows us to ignore the fact that we've become just like those we don't want to become. So for this generation, it means that you're acting like your fathers. But even our language about this subject is so abrasive. Burst your bubble. It's so violent, right? Maybe we don't need to burst any bubbles. Maybe we can combine our bubbles through education, understanding, and empathy. And then we have a double bubble. And then we can start combining more and more bubbles and make like a super bubble. A bubble without borders or one that puts massive amounts of importance on labels, race, and money. One that embraces not only the spectrum of gender and sexuality, but also the spectrum of thoughts. Eventually, this bubble gets so big, it's the size of the planet. And the only thing we should be worried about is the extraterrestrials that want to come into our bubbles. But even then, by attempting to understand them, we can start building a giant universal bubble, and the only thing we have to be afraid of is other beings from different universes trying to come into our universe. But if we start understanding them and who they are, we can start creating multidimensional bubbles that get even bigger. I think you get the idea. That's been your fork full of noodles for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you like this video, like it. Subscribe to it on YouTube and VidMe, like the Facebook page, share it with your friends or your enemies. Share it with everybody that you would like to share it with. And I have live stand-up comedy shows coming up in Pittsburgh, Toledo, Ohio, Richmond, Kentucky, Bowling Green, Kentucky, Elyria, Ohio, and Yellow Springs, Ohio. For all my stand-up comedy dates coming up for the summer and the fall, you can visit ramennoodlescomedy.com. That's R-A-M-A-N noodlescomedy.com. While you're there, you can also pick up my new stand-up comedy albums that are available on iTunes, Amazon, and Bandcamp. And if you would like to subscribe to the Bandcamps for a couple shekels a month, you get new unreleased exclusive stand-up comedy material just for the subscribers. And if you would like to support this show, there's a couple different ways you can do that. You can download content from Gumroad at gumroad.com/krishmohanhaha. You can pick up my copy of How Not to Fit In, my last stand-up comedy special there. You can also increase the number of follows and subscribes on VidMe. That will allow you to tip the content creators on VidMe. It's a pretty cool thing. And you can support us through Patreon at patreon.com/krishmohanhaha. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for sharing and supporting the show. And thanks for getting into it.